As you're hiking along, have you ever wondered what those colorful things are that are there hanging off the branches and stuck to the trunks of trees? They're lichens. What are lichens, you may ask? Lichens are a composite organism, a collaboration between algae and fungi. The algae uses the power of the sun to create sugars, just like most plants do, and the fungus or fungi creates a safe home for the algae by producing the body of the lichen, which is called the thallus. Lichens are amazing. They're found in every habitat on Earth. They come in many different colors and can be found growing on rocks, trees, soil, and pretty much every surface you can think of. A lot of people wonder whether lichens growing on trees are harming the trees, but no, they aren't. They are just using the tree as a place to perch. Lichens absorb all their nutrients and water from the air. Some lichens can make nitrogen all by themselves, and when they fall to the forest floor, they make wonderful fertilizer. These are called cyanolichens. There's a beautiful cyanolichen called Lobaria that often grows on the branches and trunks of hardwoods like alder in moist areas near streams, ponds, and waterfalls in the western Columbia River Gorge. Lobaria is also known as lungwort and can grow as big as your hand. In wet weather, Lobaria will appear bright green with a rubbery texture and wavy-looking indented surface. On hot summer days, when the air is very dry, cyanolichens dry out and their texture will turn from rubbery to crispy, and they will take a nap, also known as go dormant. And that's when Lobaria will change color to kind of a light gray-green. Along the side of forest trails in the Western Gorge, you may also notice other green or brown, rubbery-looking lichens growing on soil or rocks. These are the frog pelt lichens. They often have beautiful round brown discs at the ends of their thallus lobes. Take a closer look at those discs. Can you guess what's inside? Spores. This is the way that many lichens reproduce. Keep an eye out for fairy goblets growing on rotten stumps and among mosses over rocks and tree bark. These lichens are tiny, but your eye will be drawn to their bright red edges. They look like tiny green and red wine glasses. Deer and elk eat lichens in the winter when much of their other food is covered in snow. Flying squirrels use Bryora to make their nests. Birds use many species of lichens to build their nests because many lichens are antibacterial. The hummingbird often uses a lichen called Parmelia to line its nests and protect its tiny hatchlings from infections. Lichens are very sensitive to air pollution and are used to monitor air quality and pollution levels, which help scientists study whether air is healthy for humans and other animals. So you see, lichens are wonderful and important contributors to healthy ecosystems in the Columbia River Gorge. So the next time you meet a lichen, please say thank you for all you do.